All right. Nobody else is here, so we're going to put the random music sampler on, but somebody will be coming in, I'm sure, in a little bit. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm going to let this one ride out.
kiss my eye, I wonder why I didn't complain. You miss my eye, I wonder why, please do it again. The loving is a mess, what happened to all of the feeling?
All of the feeling,
I thought it was for real, baby's ring. Haunting the heart.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to my show. I played Belle and Sebastian, Another Sunny Day, just now. Very fitting for the weather. It is so nice out today, and I'm so excited because the weather is only going to get better every day this week. I have two special guests coming on my show today. They haven't arrived yet, but they will be here imminently. So in the meantime, I'm going to get started on another song. Enjoy.
I could call you up. I get angry with athletic ease, break common laws in twos and threes. If I die clutching your foot. Thank you.
4, 3. Okay, we are back. I have my two guests in the studio now. So you guys, talk into the microphone, see if you can hear yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you want to introduce yourselves on the show?
I'm Katie.
And I'm Ford.
Ford is a seasoned regular.
Yeah,
Ford comes
I've
on
done this
all the
before.
Time.
This is a classic for me.
This is my very first time.
This is Katie's very first time on radio.
Uh-huh. And Katie and I go to high school together, so I was like, we have this incredible opportunity. Why not share it with the rest?
Yeah, we don't get many high schoolers in the station, given that it is college radio. So, very exciting to have you both here. Katie, how would you describe your music taste in, like, three words?
Country.
Okay.
Classics. And chill-indie.
Okay.
Yeah, a little fact.
You'd fit right in at Tufts. You'd fit perfectly here.
Katie will be in Nashville next year, so she is definitely going into the heart of country music. So I'm
at
glad
Vanderbilt,
you have those
right?
Taste.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know Vanderbilt was in Nashville.
I want to admit that on the radio.
Is that... That's, like, interesting.
Yeah.
I really did not think that's where Vanderbilt was.
Yes.
Wow, learning new things every day. What was your, like, Spotify rap? Do you remember anything about it?
My top artist was John Party, who is a country singer.
Okay.
Some people know him, some don't. But I actually got to go to his concert with my brother this year and meet him, which was really
cool. Whoa.
Yes.
That's so fun. Have you been to many concerts?
Yes. My mom, brother, and sister and I love to go to country music concerts.
That's awesome.
So we go to a ton together. We've been to, like, Tim McGraw... I've been to Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs. We've been to Darius Rucker twice as a family.
That's so fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and he plays some songs from Hootie and the Blowfish, which is so good.
Do you usually go in Boston, or do you travel for these concerts?
The farthest we've traveled is up to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Okay, that's not too far.
But usually they're in Massachusetts.
At Gillette, or where?
Gillette, sometimes Xfinity Center, and then sometimes theaters in Boston. But I saw Kenny Chesney with my mom last summer at Gillette, which was one of my all-time favorites.
Okay, nice.
That's perfect.
I've been to Gillette once for Taylor Swift Reputation. Ooh. And I don't love Gillette. The concert was awesome, but the commute, like, sucks. Yeah, I feel like Boston is unlucky with our, like, one stadium.
Yeah.
Go on. Sorry, I saw 1989 Taylor Swift there.
Oh my god.
That was awesome. And One Direction, actually.
Are you going to Eras?
I'm not, because okay. I really like everything from debut through 1989, but after that, I'm not a huge fan
okay.
of the music itself.
Fair, fair.
But I'm really sad that she may or may not have broken up with
Joelle. I know.
Do you think it's true?
I do think it's true.
No.
Yeah. I've heard, like, a lot of... I've been, like, following this so closely on the internet, embarrassingly closely, and people are saying it's true because, like, CNN has reported it now, and Fox, and Entertainment Tonight,
no.
which are, like, technically more reputable. Mm-hmm. So if CNN and Fox and Entertainment Tonight are saying it's true, then it's generally true.
No.
Which is too bad.
Super tough.
Yeah, Ford, what's your take?
Well, we have a hardcore Taylor Swift fan in our school, a junior. Yeah. And so basically, she constantly comes to the lunch table with a bunch of seniors, which is already an odd thing. But she came in today and she's like, guys, how do you feel about Taylor Swift and, like, Jake Gyllenhaal or whatever? And
I it's like, not Jake.
Not
it's not Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, so that shows the extent of my knowledge. But yeah.
So were you rubbed the wrong way by her vicious,
I was.
Aggressive? questions to you at the lunch table?
I think that's what started it off. That was the catalyst of just my dislike towards the relationship.
Dislike of the relationship started today.
Yeah.
They've already broken up.
So
six
I'm happy.
Years after
yeah,
the
I'm
relationship.
Living large tonight. Uh-huh. It's a breakup party. But it makes me sad because I feel like a lot of her other relationships have been so public, and this was like a private one that was like, wow, they really like each other for who they
yeah.
are.
And there's been so many engagement,
yeah.
marriage rumors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like private, and she always credits him on her songs and.
And her songs about him are, like, so intensely, like, loving.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, back to the music. We're going to play some of Katie and Ford's recs now. I'm going to start off with Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton.
Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow US, back in the USSR. Well, the delivery girls really knocked me out.
Okay, you just heard Back in the USSR by the Beatles, and before that, Islands in the Stream by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Okay, Ford has some commentary on the last one that he wants to share with
Okay, so all our I started listeners. Listening to this song 3 weeks ago, and it was after I watched the movie yesterday on the plane ride back,
which,
and realized
okay.
how much I love
which
the movie.
We have to note that when Ford is telling us this story 5 seconds ago, he told us he watched the movie tomorrow.
And then we both said yesterday in unison. So,
anyway, beyond that, I think this song is so interesting because, like, back then, plane rides in, like, the 60s and 70s were, like, so glamorous and so chic, and, like, people would dress up, you'd have these fancy meals, so, like, the sound of an airplane taking off and landing was thought of as, like, so chic and hip and cool, and that's what's included so much in the song.
A lot of buzzwords.
And Katie right now is taking a seminar focused on the Beatles.
Yes, thank you, Chip Rawlinson, for the Meet the Beatles course.
Yeah, Chip, if you're out there, we're a big fan of all you do at BBNN.
Do you have to listen to Beatles music? Like, okay, Ford was telling me for his Scrabble class, he has to play 3 hours of Scrabble every week, and for his cooking class, he had to make guacamole. What do you have to do for your Beatles class?
So for Meet the Beatles, we have a book that we're gonna do a few readings in, but we haven't started yet for homework. But every week we listen to a playlist, and it's chronological of the entire Beatles catalog. And so each playlist is like one era that we had learned about in the class, that we will learn about in the upcoming class. And so I've just finished the album Help, which is several albums into their career. And so I listen to, I think, probably about 3 albums every week.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's really cool.
That's dedication.
Yeah, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you listen to full albums ever, like, or have you ever listened to full albums before this class?
I don't think I ever listened to albums in their entirety because, like, the Beatles have amazing songs, but then there's also, they have so much music, there's a lot of misses as well. And so I usually, for them, stick to, like, select songs, but for other artists, I'm a big shuffling an album kind of person.
Okay, interesting. I, like, never listened to full albums until I discovered Rate Your Music, which is, like, it's kind of like Goodreads or Letterboxd, but for music, so you, like, review albums. But obviously, in order to review an album, you have to, like, listen to the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Which, I don't know, it's an interesting experience to listen to, like, an album from, like, chronologically. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes, like, that's how the artist, like, meant to present their body of work. But when you're listening to music, like, I just listen to music for fun. So I, like, listen to random playlists. But when you listen to, like, an album, you're, like, listening to the music as the artist intended for you to listen to it, which I think is, it feels more, like, analytical rather than listening to music for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Katie, I'd love to pull you on this because I've heard it from my sister. When do you listen to music? Like, what are you doing when you're listening to music?
Okay, so all the time in the car. And if my brother's in the car, he's always the one to shuffle the music and pick which songs we listen to.
Shout out Robbie.
Yes, Robbie. And then I listen to it when I'm walking around during the day. So I walk to my various internships and jobs and stuff around the city. And so as long as it's light out, I'll have AirPods in, listening to stuff. And then sometimes just when I'm cooking or doing another activity like that that's hands-on, but I don't have to be fully focused on it.
Because I find my attention span, like, it's not shortened, but it's just, like, I can't solely listen to music. Like, there has to be another action going on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, if I was just laying in my room listening to music, like, I feel like you always see that in movies, but that doesn't actually happen, yeah. At least for mm-hmm. you and I.
Uh-huh. No, I would also say that I don't really do that. Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, back to the music. Next, we're going to hear Harvest Moon by the Brothers Comatose, which I've not heard before, so I'm excited.
Thank you. this moon.
Sunrise creeping in, everything changes like the desert wind. Here she comes and then she's gone again, and I'm just a traveler.
traveler. Oh, I'm a traveler. I couldn't tell you, honey, I don't know where I'm going, but I've got to go. 'Cause every time I reveal the song of the road, and I'm a traveler. Like the rubber turning on the ground, always lost and nowhere bound. I'm just a traveler on this earth, sure as my heart's behind the pocket of my shirt. I just keep rolling till I'm in the dirt, 'cause I'm a traveler.
Okay, back on air. Sorry, you just heard Traveler by Chris Stapleton, before that Little Black Sandals by Sia, and before that Harvest Moon by the Brothers Comatose. So Ford is going to read a PSA that he picked from the binder. So do you want to take it away, Ford?
Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illness and even hospitalization for illness, like pneumonia, by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months, or chest feeding, to include all people. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, and cost-effective, can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider or any of us here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Does it really say in any of us here in the studio?
No.
Oh.
But.
Okay. Nice addition. Yes. Do you guys have any plans for the warm weather this week? No.
No.
I was thinking of strolling down to Formaggio.
Classic Ford.
Hanging out a little. No. In reality, just like being outside more. I mean, like, there's so many opportunities in my day where, like, I can work outside. I can walk my dog. Simple things.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to wearing shorts or a skirt.
Yes.
Or a dress.
Everyone on campus was wearing, most of the women on campus were wearing skirts today and dresses. Yeah. I really want to go to the beach on Friday. It's supposed to be 85 degrees, so I'm planning on beach day.
That's awesome. Ford was describing his weekend to me, and he was like, another highlight, I walked by Formaggio Barbecue.
Yeah.
You didn't stop for anything?
No, because we were coming back from the Easter Sunday church, so I was already tired. I was like, we just gotta get home. But I admired it nonetheless. It's also because I did a whole writing assignment on them, so I have a new appreciation for the kitchen there, because I know the inner workings.
Mm. We actually have a viewer who is sending in a fun fact to do with our PSA. So Robbie from Cambridge wants you to know that breast milk is the only food you can survive on solely in the wild.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true.
Wow. And that is so something Robbie would know, totally. So I'm so glad that he brought that to our attention. Because that's a very...
Wait, I'm confused by the fact. Like, if you ate, like, an apple, like, only apples, you would die?
You'd die after, like, 3 years or something because you wouldn't get the right vitamins. Yeah. Yeah.
And that goes for all foods? Except for breast
milk? I wouldn't trust this source, but...
Okay.
It could.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go back to the music. Oh, a bonus guest in the studio. Okay, this is I Want the World to Stop by Belle and Sebastian.
Your bars at your bedside and your bar. ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. It ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal. So I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. Sort of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never did before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
On a turnpike.
Okay, we're back one last time. Sadly, the show has come to an end. There's 5 minutes left, and I'm going to play one more song. So if you guys have any parting words that you'd like to share with listeners, shout out our dad, my most consistent listener.
Yeah. Ford, any shout-outs?
Shout out Ollie the dog. I mean, this is music for my dog, right?
So. No, that was a good one. That was my show last spring. It was called Songs for My Dog.
Okay.
Ford. Nice memory.
Well, I shout out Penny, too. Shout out your rabbit in the basement right now.
Ginger Bun,
yeah.
Any my cat. Guess his name on air. Guess it.
Oreo? Like, something really... Stanley. No,
that's
it's a Canadian...
my old cat. Oh. Norris. Shout out Norris. Mm.
Rest in peace, Stanley.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much for both coming on. I've loved having you on my show.
Thank you so much, Vivi.
Thank you.
We
love
you.
Yeah, yeah, I hope you'll both be back soon.
This was an enlightening experience for me. My first time on the radio.
Does Vanderbilt have a station? Do you know?
Probably, but...
Okay,
she's gonna seek it out. I know. She's
not the 3 a.m.
Katie's gonna do the 3 a.m. show.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, that's it for this week. And tune in next week. This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge se promènent dans la rue de par deux. Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge savent bien ce que c'est qu'être heureux. Par les rues, l'âme en peine. Oui, mais moi, je vais seul, car personne ne m'aime. Mais les jours comme mes nuits sont en tout point pareils, sans joie et des projets d'avenir. Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge savent très bien ce qu'aimer veut dire. Et les yeux dans les yeux, et la main dans la main, ils s'en vont amoureux, sans peur du lendemain. Oui, mais moi, je vais seul par les rues, l'âme en peine. Oui, mais moi, je vais seul, car personne ne m'aime. Mes jours comme mes nuits sont en tout point pareils, sans joie et ce qu'est l'amour. Comme les garçons et les filles de mon âge, je me demande quand viendra le jour où les yeux dans ses yeux.